Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Back. Joe,
your house,
always a pleasure.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Appreciate your time with me. You know, seriously, I love it when you guys join me. I love it when we're on together, if you would. I like it when you head up to the chat room on the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. We can share so much together, and there's smarter people than myself in there, so that's always exciting. Yeah, because if you're bored with me, you can always listen to them, right? All right, let's hit it in the beginning. Head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has gone out of his way to help people like me, you know, make ends meet, make a few extra bucks, which is always good. As you can see, I'm starving to death. But no, in all sincerity, I mean, the social media platform is almost impossible for us to make any money on, almost impossible for us to do anything on. So the reality is, when you want to get the message out, it costs money. I know you guys think it's free, but it costs money. So, no begging, just telling. All right? Anyway, head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You can donate, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. If you go to mypillow.com and you want, you buy something there, if you use promo code Joe on your way out, you can get anywhere from like 30 to 70% off, depends on what you're buying. You keep people working in this country, you keep helping Mike Lindell out to fight the fight that he's been doing from day one. In all sincerity, I mean, if you guys, don't get rolling and step up. Now, some of you are doing it. If you're doing it, don't write me an email. I got it. You're doing it. But if you're not doing it, you're trying to figure out what to do. There's so many things you can do to help out. If you don't want to be the front man, you don't want to be out front, then it's really simple. Okay, be the person that's making phone calls, putting stamps on postcards, anything along those lines that'll make it better. Okay? You can help, and it doesn't have to cost you anything big. So if you got no money and you're worried that you have no money, and what difference can you make? You can do a lot. Again, walking, calling, just being involved and being engaged is a big deal. You got an election coming up that you're gonna have to keep an eye on. We're all gonna have to work hard to make sure that this thing stays clean, safe. I mean, I love this though. I really find it amazing. I saw some people having, during the primaries, you know how they have these tailgate parties at football games, right? Well, they were having tailgate parties near these boxes. There were these mailing boxes. And I thought it was great. I thought it was hilarious. And they have video of, you know, somebody pulling up, coming in, and then deciding that maybe this wasn't the place for him to drop these things off. And he left. So you can make a difference. You don't have to threaten anybody. You don't have to do anything but sit there. Right? Come on, give that some serious thought. Again, like I say, give us a call. Got something to say? Want to push back on me? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Cancel culture at it again. You know, I love when they run into somebody that they can't push around. You know, Mike Lindell's one of them. Right? And you got some of these people like, yeah, too bad, deal with it. Tim Allen, another one. They have no sense of humor. That's the other sad thing about it. He began trending on Twitter after an online critic slammed him over a wisecrack about President Biden's 60-minute interview. On Monday, the 69-year-old actor, he issued a tweet, which I think is hilarious. He issued a tweet following Biden's appearance on the CBS television magazine show 60 Minutes. He said, Biden was on 60 Minutes. I heard he asked how long the show was. The Home Improvement, I mean, you remember him from Home Improvement, right? He wisecracked, quickly sparked controversy with many of Allen's critics. A number of Twitter users accused the comedian of being disrespectful to the current president. Others just said the joke was unfunny and lame. Well, they don't have a sense of humor anyhow. And it doesn't matter. If it's unfunny and lame, why do you care? Seriously, when they were making jokes about Trump, when they were doing some nasty stuff about him, these people were silent. They didn't say a word. So without actually saying it, they tell you they have two sets of standards. One for them, one for you. Right? And then the other ones who really had nothing to say said, oh, look at this. The Toy Story star was irrelevant, and he was all washed up, and he knew it, and that's why he came out with this bad joke. Just like, what's her name? Kathy Griffin. Talk about somebody who's washed up, really got nothing to offer. One person writes, I think the funniest thing that Tim Allen has done in 20 years is assume he's still relevant. I like that. Actually, that's kind of funny. Right? And I'm sure Tim thought it was a joke, too. You know, and this is why he's not the voice of Buzz Lightyear. No, honestly, he's not the voice of Buzz Lightyear because Hollywood has gone so woke that they would eat themselves just to prove a point. Really. I mean, I was harking back to the movie they came out, Noah. There was a real biblical version of it, which did fantastic at the box office, and then there was theirs, which crashed and burned. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring him on. I always appreciate the time that he spends with me every week on the air, straighten this out, giving us an idea of what the law says. Although I got a funny feeling I woke him up. Brad Dacus joins us. Does it every week. Brad, are you there?
Oh, I'm here. I was doing the recording, the Legal Edge. And you called while I was. Sorry about that. I didn't hear the call.
Listen, tell us about it. What were you talking about in the recording?
Yeah, well, the one of my recorded was regarding Michigan and their Department of Education and their outrageous policies to aggressively push for children to affirm their gender identity confusion, without parents knowing about it, without consent. And even the growing threat we see across the country of agencies like that, you're working with social workers to take children from parents who don't want to affirm a confusion, a sexual identity confusion or dysphoria. What a challenge that is. I also let them know that we have a real important resource for parents to be able to protect their kids called 12 Steps to Protect Your Children from CPS or Child Protective Services. It's called different things in different states, social workers, basically. It's a great resource on our website, pji.org. But it's a real, challenge. Michigan is not like, it's not a New York, it's not a California or Oregon. It's somewhat of a balanced state in many ways. And so people need to realize that this kind of a radical agenda is coming into public schools all throughout America, and parents need to be aware of that and to take action.
Yeah, it's quite interesting when you hear this kind of thing happening, and again, to your point, parents, people as a whole, they'll back off and they'll relax. They think they're in a safe state, a safe city or what have you, a county. And when you really think about it, and you look at what's going on, all this stuff happens in little cracks. It doesn't happen in major waves. And it was funny. I was thinking about it today. When you look at these school boards that been taken back. They all happened in little cracks, right? You got one member, before you knew it, they had the majority. Then we have to step up, but we have to take it back in major waves, and we shouldn't be doing that. It shouldn't be the way it is, if you would, correct?
Oh, correct. And the good news is that, from what I've read, we're looking at a record number of parents challenging their school boards, both in the meetings but also running for school board. This coming November election, I know you have a slate there in Santa Clarita and that school district. They're all over the country, and we at Pacific Justice Institute have given counsel to pastors and churches on what to look for in terms of vetting and encouraging the proper people to run for school boards in their community.
Yeah, but people really need to step up and really drive things home. I just had something happen in my district where we're dealing with the fentanyl issue. And, it was one of those things where some people want to hit it head on. Some people want to kind of, for lack of a better way of saying it, dance around the issue but find a way to fix it. And it's kind of like you have to be willing to light the right people up. I don't know, shock them into reality, any word that you want to use. And we got to win. We got an all call in every school to do the fentanyl situation or to actually speak to it and show a movie that's out there. Matter of fact, for my listeners, if you have a minute after the show, I want you to go look up a movie on YouTube that said Dead on Arrival. And it's about the fentanyl issue and how these kids, they really don't know what they're buying. They don't know what they, you and I have discussed this, they don't know what they're getting themselves into. And the next step for them is either death, flat out death, right, or addiction to the point where you want to be dead, isn't it?
Oh, right. Marijuana is very popular among our youth today, unfortunately. Also, unfortunately, is the fact that fentanyl is often made a part of the marijuana, included in it, put into it. And so these people are smoking marijuana thinking, oh, this feels great. I'm going to get more of this. I'm going to buy more of this person's marijuana. But it's fentanyl.
Right.
And then they die. And last year, we had over 100,000 Americans die from fentanyl, courtesy of the communist China pushing it up through our open border, thanks to the Biden administration. So, that's more than we had dying in Vietnam. That's more than we had die in the Korean War. It's in 1 year, and it's a terrible, terrible slaughter and attack on Americans. And it's not being addressed by the Biden administration by sealing the border. And unfortunately, it's not being addressed, I think, by many communities and public schools to really make kids aware of this threat that I believe is concerted effort by China to weaken and kill Americans and undermine our country.
Yeah. It's all amazing to me. Hey, these lawsuits, not even lawsuits, really. There's lawyers have jumped on the bandwagon to file lawsuits for the, I love this, for the illegals that were dropped at Martha's Vineyard. And now you've got a couple of sheriffs that have been found that are willing to do an investigation against DeSantis and one against Abbott to find out if what he's doing is illegal and if he's coercing these people to go to these places. What I find interesting, I hope when they get to court, that they bring the stats on how many that Joe Biden and team have taken into the inner part of the country and just dumped places. Will that work as a defense?
Yeah, that is interesting to show that the Biden administration, as a matter of policy, the executive branch has been doing the exact same thing.
Right.
And of course, the big question is, why are they having to dump them in places in the United States? Why can't they just dump them back across the border? Oh, that's right. President Biden refuses to allow that. So they can't be dumped in Tijuana or Guadalajara, but they can be dumped in Cincinnati, Washington, D.C., and other places, St. Louis, other places in the country. So it's putting a burden on Americans with individuals who have not been vetted. Many of them are drug dealers. They've murdered, they've raped Americans. Most of them are not criminals, per se, in that regard. But there is also a net cost and burden that we're having to pay as a country, especially at a time when we're trying to economically recover from one of the worst pandemics ever facing our nation in the past.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the issues that are going down, and you're looking at the fact that, there's the sounder, which they're coming over the border. We don't know if they have all the shots they need, all the vaccines they need to begin with, even the basic ones. But apparently, that doesn't matter. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street is closing lower ahead of an expected interest rate hike by the Fed Reserve. Policymakers are expected to announce a 0.75% rate hike as they wrap up a two-day meeting on Wednesday. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 313 points. New York Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries says he wants Congress to start working on the annual National Defense Authorization Act in October. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, promises the NDAA will be part of the Senate's agenda.
There's 1 week we can't meet because of the Yom Kippur holiday, but we'll be meeting in October. NDAA will be part of what we do.
Dane Jackson of the Buffalo Bills is out of the hospital after a scary hit during Monday night's game against the Tennessee Titans. The team saying there was no major injury to his neck or spinal cord. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going. We are back. Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I don't want you part of the problem. I want you part of the solution. Okay, and the way you do that is you get informed. You get the right people, you listen to the right people, you work with the right people, and that's how it happens. But that's what I do. I bring on people like Brad Dacus, founder of the Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time with us. Brad, before we get rolling, because you know what happens, we run out of time really quick, I want you to tell people about PJI and what they do and how we can help.
Certainly, Pacific Justice Institute is a nonprofit 501c3 legal organization. We receive tax-deductible donations across the country, and we have offices all across the country in 20 states now defending religious freedom, parental rights, and the sanctity of human life. We do it all without charge, and we're also unique in that we don't just cherry-pick high-profile cases. We actually work hard to make sure that no one's left on the side of the road, that everyone gets assistance, and it's always without charge. And we have attorneys all over the country providing these services, so no one should hesitate to contact us if they need assistance in these areas.
Yeah, didn't you just open up an office, was it in Idaho or someplace like that?
Yeah, the latest. We just announced that we just opened an office in Idaho, serving the people of Idaho. People say, Idaho? Well, that's got to be one of the reddest, most conservative states of states. Well,
I was going to say that. Yeah, go ahead.
But guess what? You know, Boise, it's got a big blue blotch in it. And we've received a number of requests for assistance from intolerant people there in Boise, Idaho. And so it's enough for us to open an office and to go to bat for them. And, that's defending religious freedom and parents' rights, and that's what we're going to do. It's unfortunately Boise is not as red as the rest of the state. That's for sure.
Yeah, you know, you see that everywhere too. You see, you know, people talk about Texas and how red Texas is, but there are areas that are solid, deep blue that they're having more and more trouble with as the days go on. Is that not true?
Oh yes. City of Dallas, City of Fort Worth, City of Austin, San Antonio, Houston. All those cities have become blue, dark blue. The areas around those cities are red suburbs, And so far, the suburbs are louder and more populated than the cities themselves. And that's why Texas is still a red state. But, I don't know how long that's going to last. In the meantime, though, we're very, very busy. We have an office in Houston. We have an office in Dallas, serving the big state of Texas. And, I've had to fly out there myself several times before we open these offices on the cases, defending churches, defending ministers being criminally prosecuted for preaching the gospel in public places.
Unreal. Just amazing. All right. Let's talk about one of those places you would never think it was going to be an issue. Maybe this one, because, in Wyoming. We have a school board attorney that says misgendering of children, of teachers, of anybody really, is criminal behavior. Because during a recent school board meeting, the district attorney said that the misgendering of a student accounts or amounts to nothing more than sexual harassment. I got nothing. I mean, really?
Yeah, this is an attorney who's out of touch with reality. Unfortunately, like many in the legal profession, they have confusion themselves in terms of understanding the basic fundamentals of evidence and drawing reasonable conclusions based upon the evidence, and understanding science and medicine and psychology. Kids who legitimately have, think that they're the opposite sex and they're really not, that's a mental condition called gender identity dysphoria. It's unprecedented.
That is recognized by the medical industry,
right.
Is it not?
Oh, absolutely. DMS-5, the latest version of the guide for psychiatry, psychology. So this is crazy, but it's actually very dangerous because it undermines the rights of parents. Activists like these people do not want to keep parents in the dark, not let parents know that their child is undergoing gender identity confusion and dysphoria. They don't give notice to parents, keep parents in the dark. They want schools to secretly encourage this, provide clothes for the kid to change into the opposite sex's clothes. We see this all over the country in government schools, public schools. And we think it's on the rise. It's not increasing. But it's very illogical because, if anything, if a child has a dysphoria, well, what you want to do is you want to contact the parents, let the parents get counseling for the child to work through what the issue is that's underlying this gender identity dysphoria. It's nothing biological. It's nothing they're born with. It's environmental. It's social. It's experiential. So this is something that counseling can and has been very, very effective for. And unfortunately, you have some states like California and New York that are so extreme that they actually ban counseling for children like this from professional licensed counselors. We at Pacific Justice Institute, of course, give counsel to such psychiatrists and counselors on how they can still provide what's needed for their patient and get around this statute legally and lawfully.
Yeah, but you got some states like California that you cannot counsel these kids in any other way but in affirmation. Right?
Correct. However, what we advise them to, and I've lectured many on this before, is to have them sign a statement, the patient, the client sign a statement saying that they acknowledge that this counseling is not for the express purpose of changing their gender identity. And so they sign that, and nothing will be done for the sole purpose to bring that about. Now, that said, then the counselor starts to go into understanding where it came from. It starts addressing the underlying issue. You deal with the underlying issue, the dysphoria will quickly evaporate. Whether it was sexual abuse as a child, lack of peer bonding, lack of healthy bonding with the parents,
wow.
or internet, inappropriate exposure to and questioning through the internet. So these are all things that can be done through licensed counseling, so long as it's very clear that the purpose is not, to change them per se. It's rather to deal with the underlying issues.
So,
and that's how we advise counselors and psychologists across America.
Somebody just asked me the question that here in California, where the laws are really whack, if a child's in school and confides in their counselor and or their teachers that they're transgender or they want to be called by, if they're male, they want to be called by a female name or whatever, along those lines, until they don't want you to tell my parents, are they bound by law not to tell the parents? Is there a reason why they wouldn't tell the parents?
Yeah, as far as the school and the faculty, you know, they're not bound by law not to tell the parents. However, some school districts have that as policy, and I think that's to their own detriment and liability, frankly. But as far as the social workers, though, who are brought in by the counselor, their standard procedure is not only don't tell the parents, but to find out if the child is being affirmed by the parents, and if not, then to take the child from a family that wants their child to be healthy and normal, and to take the child permanently from the parents, from the family, put the child in a foster home that is encouraging that confusion or sexual lifestyles, going against the beliefs and values and convictions of the family. And it's had terrible results. We have Pacific Justice who went into court in Northern California, and we saved a 16-year-old girl where the government took her and was about to start the procedure to have her changed to a boy. We got it halted, and at the end of the proceedings, the girl said to the judge, "You know, Your Honor, I think I changed my mind. I don't think I really want to be a boy after all. I want to be back with my parents." And we not intervened, that girl would have been crushed.
Oh, yeah.
Permanently sterilized.
Yep.
By the state of California, by the psychiatrist who was emphatic on the need to change her gender. And that's the kind of quacks we have working for Child Protective Services and throughout the state of California. It's a very dangerous state to live in with children, especially if children in public schools. Parents need to understand where they are, what they're dealing with, and they need to download, it's without charge, our 12 steps to protect your children from CPS, and it's applicable in all 50 states, but especially important for states like, California, New York, Massachusetts, Illinois, et cetera.
Unreal. Just unreal. You know, back to the issue with the Young American Foundation. I mean, some of these clubs are taking a verbal beating on campuses where you have adults and even teachers. And I know I kind of asked this before, but somebody's pushing me to ask it again. Is there no legal recourse when these teachers bully these kids? Let's talk about this on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Batiste, your host. Sorry, I got carried away with watching some remake TV. Joe Batiste, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Really. Right? You don't want to be part of the problem. You never want to be part of the problem, so get informed so you can engage, so you are part of the solution. Let me bring him on. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org. Check them out, PJI.org. I always appreciate his time with us, because I'm telling you, unless you have the information you need to make the proper decisions, then you're bound to make a mistake. So, Brad, we were talking before the break. I said there's a specific patriotic group on some of these campuses, and you have in one case that I know for sure, you had parents accusing them of things that they weren't doing. Number one, put enough pressure on these kids where they finally decided, I won't say they decided to close down the club, but they decided not to start it up again in the new year because they just didn't want the aggravation. They didn't want all the pressure the parents were putting on them. There's a problem with this, and is there any kind of legal recourse where they start accusing these kids of things they don't do?
Well, yes, there is. And first off, Political clubs have a right to be on campus. Federal statutory law, the Equal Access Act, protects them to be able to be on campus. And so that's point number one. Point number two is faculty, principals, teachers, they have a responsibility to provide a healthy and safe environment for all students. And so they may not be responsible if a student does something, to another kid because of their beliefs or convictions initially. But once they have a responsibility to take disciplinary actions, and they have a responsibility to take preventive measures to make sure it doesn't happen again, and that those kids who are making violent threats are disciplined or expelled from the school. The teachers, the problem here is that, Joe, we're seeing public school teachers, with the blessing of the teachers union, openly harassing and belittling students because of their faith, because of their Christian beliefs, because they go to church, because their parents vote Republican, or because they have conservative worldviews. They are openly harassed and mocked, and this is not isolated. It has now become very common in, I would say, the majority of public schools across the country, particularly in blue states or blue areas of the country in school districts. So now, do most teachers do this most of the time? No. But in San Jose, for example, that was a classic where the majority of the faculty pounced upon a Bible club. And they pounced and they mocked them in classes and in classrooms. It was just sick and demented. And that was in the San Jose Unified School District.
Wow.
They had a majority, overwhelming majority of the faculty pouncing on these kids who wanted to meet and pray and study the Bible. They wouldn't even let them do that in peace. They would go and harass them in their meetings. So that's what we're facing. That's why parents out there need to seriously consider alternatives, whether it's putting kids in a private school, a conservative or Christian private school that correlates with their beliefs, a homeschool, work with parents in the church to start a church homeschool co-op, or move to another school district, or for that matter, move out of state. I'm not someone to throw in the towel. Don't get me wrong. An option.
We're both still here, so we can't be people to throw in the towel.
Right. Now we're standing and fighting, but parents need to be looking at their other options, particularly when they're in a school district where the school district blesses this kind of open bigotry and harassment of kids because of their faith or because of the conservative beliefs and values that they have that is in line with the majority of Americans.
You know, somebody just sent me an excerpt, but we're not going to have time to get to this one, but this is about a group of people that got together to pray at an event. And the speaker or the pastor, whatever he was, asked people to raise their hands and reach out to Almighty God to start the prayer. And you ready for this one? A prosecutor in the New York Attorney General's office accused the Christians of participating in a Nazi salute. Okay, this shows you how ignorant these people and how quick they are to want to put down, the Christian community. I wonder if they would have said the same thing if these people were Muslim. Probably don't.
You're right. They probably would, but I think it's important to note this is a classic example of real hatred, because that district attorney, I mean, he could have found out. He could have inquired why. He may have actually known why they were doing that, but it's trying to create hate towards another group by creating a false image, a false impression. And that is what the left is about. It's furthering hate, steering hate, vilifying, isolating, silencing, and then destroying. And by the way, that's the language of the Southern Poverty Law Center. They said that's their open strategy, and that's exactly what the left is doing upon people of faith and people with conservative or traditional beliefs.
Yeah, some of those people who don't much care for me, love the fact that I have a white supremacist hating head of an organization on called, what's the name? Oh, Dacus, that's right, because the Southern Poverty Law Center.
they condemned the Pacific They condemn the Pacific Justice Institute, even though we make a point to defend all parents of their freedoms and liberties. We had a lesbian couple contact us, and they had social workers trying to take their kids. They contacted us, and I gave them personal counsel on their rights to keep their child from being wrongfully taken by the social workers. One of the mothers was the actual biological mother of the children. And even though I may not agree with some of their life choices, parents' rights is a fundamental right that all parents must have. We've helped churches and we've helped people of other faiths. You know, a Jewish synagogue was not allowed to be built in Martinez, California. We stepped up. We represented them. Boom, we prevailed. We defend religious freedom for everyone, parents' rights for everyone. We are a true civil liberties organization. The Southern Poverty Law Center is a bully organization,
probably the
largest hate group in America.
Yep, no question about it. And they got buku bucks, and they make buku bucks off of this kind of stuff. It's really sad. All right, let's talk about another hate group, right? Crisis Pregnancy Centers. Elizabeth Warren, she lit the fuse. I mean, it had been talked about in the past, but she lit the fuse about these crisis pregnancy centers. You know, they bully the kids into not having abortions. They bully the kids and give them misinformation. I mean, this couldn't be further from the truth, number one. And number two, my understanding is, I think it is San Francisco? They're looking to file suit against some of these places because they're telling them they're giving wrong information.
Right. And the state of California, the attorney general, I mean, they're all behind this litigation. They're trying to they're targeting some of the largest pro-life clinics, crisis pregnancy centers in the state of California. They have a major subpoenas with pages and pages of questioning, and they're going on a major fish hunt, similar to like the FBI Department of Justice are allegedly doing with former President Donald Trump. Well, that's what they're doing. They're going this fish hunt, trying to get documents and information to see if they can find a regulation being violated or something in some way to justify shutting them down. I have never seen this kind of a witch hunt ever before against wonderful nonprofit crisis pregnancy centers providing hope and love and real support, loving support for women in need and crises. So it's very indicative of the evil that has overcome the state of California and state government. Needless to say, we were called upon to help these clinics. They had nowhere else to turn, and we said yes. I personally gave the thumbs up to defend them last week, and that's exactly what we're doing. It's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take thousands of man hours, but we're going to do it because if we don't, they will be exhausted with litigation and eventually forced to close. We can't have that happen. They're doing too much good for too many mothers and their precious preborn babies that are saved.
Yeah, they are one of the most loving organizations that I've been part of, know about, and again, I've had people who have had abortions talk to me about it and how cold and direct it was. There was nothing warm about the situation that they were in and what they were doing. So, you know, you sit there and say, what are they afraid of? I mean, truly, if you're getting the wrong information from these planned, from the crisis pregnancy centers, the women aren't stupid. They'll figure it out. That what they don't like is what I've heard the numbers in the, you know, like the 70 percentile that once they see the ultrasound, once they understand what truly is there, not just the blob of cells, they usually change their mind. And that's what makes Planned Parenthood, that's what makes the left nuts, isn't it? Quickly, got about 10 seconds.
Oh, you're absolutely right. That's exactly what makes the right. They fight the truth and at the expense of everyone else, and we're contesting their actions.
Well, all right, PJI.org. PJI.org. People, go out and check out what they got going on. I mean, if you got nothing going on in your life right now, you might someday. But it takes money. It takes money to go through the court system. God bless. Brad, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time with me.
Thank you.
Next hour, you got me, guys. I'm it. Good luck to you. We'll be right back.